This is Clark and the Coach with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach, coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Clark Johnson, the Coach, Bruce Dick with you. Of course, want to thank many sponsors on the show. First, start off with Quality Well and Pump. That's Skip Christie and the gang. Thank them for all that they do. This will be a fun show. 13 Days, 13 Teams tonight again from 5 to 6. We'll be in studio with the defending 2A state champion Eaton Reds. Yep, just one of those, Bruce. One of the five school titles in the last year and a half there.
Championship City.
It is. My goodness gracious. I always say, what's in the water? Get Aaron Brockovich over there to figure out what's in the water in Eaton producing all these champions. But right now, we get to, right away on the show here on our Google Parts Hotline, we get Zach Lemon, the head coach, coach of the year. Zach Lemon jumping on with us. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, we just got to go back. How much fun taking that championship last year? And you get a ring. Do you get any hardware at all that you can put on your front porch or no?
Yeah, I did get a ring. I
had a baby.
My wife was certainly happy that I spent the money on a ring. She thought it was well worth the money spent for that. Now, I don't know that I'm ever going to put it on my finger, but at least I got it in a case.
Yeah, that's great stuff. That was a fun run down there at in a weird year with COVID and everything. Yeah. That was fun to go down to Pueblo and see all of the games instead of running like scattered idiots all over the state watching different championship games. Man, I loved it down there. Have you heard about this year's championship? So if they'll be down there again, or if it's going to be all classes, or they're going to separate it? Do you know what's going on there?
I don't know the details. I know that they liked it too. I know Chassa really enjoyed having it kind of isolated and streamlined there. I know media really liked it. I think some schools really did, and I don't know that all schools did, and I can't speak on their behalf, but it was a great environment to have everything together like that. I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I just think it's great for high school sports when you can bring classifications together and different things. But, Zach, again, wow, congratulations on a state championship. And time goes so fast. So, hey, it's another new year. But you got some exciting guys replacing certain players. But you have a lot going for you. I was looking at your schedule. Correct me if I'm wrong. But do you have a bye the first week?
We start September 2nd.
You do? Okay.
That new calendar, I never remember which one's the official start date. The week formerly known as 0 week is now week one. I think we're week two then, yes.
Only we put in 0 weeks. Why not just week one through whatever it lands? I never could understand that one. But Zach, I mean, great careers and certainly seasons last year for Scotty Grable, for Sal Rojas, for Juan Maravilla, Tanner True, and many more seniors. But, boy, you got a lot of guys coming back. And the one I want to talk about first is Walker Martin. This guy, watched him play baseball last year as a sophomore. What a player. And every SEC school under the sun is after him for baseball. I know he's just one of the best athletes I've seen. And the rumor has it he's going to be your starting quarterback. Is he the leader in the clubhouse?
Yes, he is the leader in the clubhouse. He is taking all the reps there right now. And you are right about his athleticism. Mm. But we can talk about that, how great of an athlete is. But I have to do it because it's the kind of coach I am. But it's the kind of kid he is.
Sure, no doubt.
Awesome. He is just so great to be around. He always wants to learn. He never takes his own athleticism for granted. He's just humble. He's always wanting to work, always wanting to be better, and he doesn't let his own successes get to him, and we're excited about him.
Yeah, I was able to talk to him a number of times last year, and for a sophomore, I thought, man, this guy is heady, and the first thing that you hear him say is always, I feel so blessed to be in the situation I'm in. So, yeah, humble is absolutely right.
Coach, his lateral movement, just watching him athletically, just seems above and beyond most athletes of his age. Very gifted, but that tells me also he must be a very industrious, hard-working kid.
Yeah, he's very hard-working, and he's amazing at his balance. You know, he's a three-sport athlete that doesn't take away from one sport to work on another. You know, he's able to put it all together, and he balances his time well, and I think the only way he can do that is he loves every sport he's in. When it's baseball season, he loves it. When it's basketball season, he loves it. When it's football season, he loves it. And so he's going to give everything to his sport at that time, and that helps him grow each and every season and then each and every week when he's working on it.
All right, Coach, let's take a look at some of the other players. One of the guys who had a huge year for you last year, Ethan Flores, he'll be a senior this year, leading tackler for you guys last year. He'll carry the ball a bunch, I assume. Morgan Tribbett, I mean, is he going to be in that backfield too with the football a little bit? I know how big he is on the defensive side, but talk about those two guys a little bit.
Yeah, so that's going to be our backfield with some other depth. But, yeah, Ethan's going to be the workhorse carrying the ball to start with Morgan in there at our fullback being a lead blocker and getting into our pass route situations a lot. And both of them are going to be incredible in the backfield with Walker Martin. And it's going to be pretty dangerous. And I don't know if you were planning on getting to this or not, but you got to talk about our offensive line.
Yeah, we're getting
there. Tanner was incredible, but he was the only one we lose. We're returning four of the five linemen. So we've got a dynamic backfield, but we've also got a real experienced, strong, smart, big line too. So we're going to have some weapons.
Wow, that's tremendous to hear. Yeah, and what a great leader Tanner True was. There's no question about it. I guess you got to find somebody else to jump in that backfield for you with that tank formation. But yeah, I mean, always fun to talk to Tanner too. That was a heady group. Got a lot of. I interview a ton of student athletes all year long, and that was a really good group. Now thinking about Dirk Duncan in there, Morgan was terrific on the radio too. I mean, just a great group. You said offensive line's going to be good. That tells me your offense is going to rock and roll. Defensively, Ethan led the club, but Juan Maravilla was huge for you. What does the defense look like up and down the line there?
Yeah, just to talk about Juan at first, you're right, he was huge. But Juan's impact on the field was tremendous, but Juan's impact is going to go much further. All of the guys' success at linebacker and even at running back this year will be based on the leadership that he showed them last year as a mentor. He wasn't an intentional mentor, but he absolutely was, and he helped guys learn. He helped guys get better. So even though we lost him, his legacy, his influence is going to continue because of what he did for all of our other guys as far as an on-the-field coach and a mentor and a great teammate. So, yeah, we lost him, but at the same time, we're going to be just as solid with him with the next guys up because of the influence he had on him.
Coach, with all those great big guys up front, on the defensive side of the ball, how many will play both sides of the ball? Do you have very many kids that will play both sides of the ball?
Well, that's what's good about our depth right now is we almost force everybody to have an offensive and defensive position. And we split up our practices. We organize our practices where guys rep an offensive and a defensive position. So they all have the ability to be on the field, whether it's offense or defense, but at the same time, we kind of rotate it. So if Morgan, you know, Morgan's going to play offense and defense, but if he's given his all on defense and need a rest on offense, then we have Ryder come in at fullback. And sure, the same thing, if Ryder's going hard at linebacker and needs a break on offense, then we can put Morgan in. And we have depth on O and D, and we just talk about it as a staff and say, hey, his defensive position is more important this week than his offensive position, so we're going to focus somebody else on the depth on offense, and he's going to focus more on defense. But at the same time, he's still going to get reps. And so we have a pretty good rotation of substituting where even though guys will be able to play both ways, we have the depth that we can get them breaks when needed.
Good. And come crunch time down in that fourth quarter tie game, you can get your best athletes on the field.
Exactly. Yep, that's what we look to do. And that's, again, we're fortunate with our depth and our talent that we can make that work and keep guys fresh while still able to influence the game in a positive way.
All right, let's take a look at. The league is crazy again. You and Resurrection Christian usually take turns beating each other. Bob Mock comes over, takes over that program, and Jeff Van Winkle takes his tack to Severance. Severance gets seniors for the first time. You got to think they're going to be a factor in this race too. I mean, UH is getting better every year. This Patriot League West is just an awesome conference.
Yeah, we definitely don't. It's definitely not a week off. There's definitely not one of those where we can let anybody any week. And, yeah, there's just talented kids at every program, and there's great coaches at every city and every school. And, yeah, and it becomes a great battle. It's great competition, and it's so much fun for our kids to get the opportunity to compete at that level. And it's good for our communities to develop these rivalries and hopefully make it as positive an experience as we can for everybody while still being competitive.
All right. 8 years ago, this young buck comes over from Hotchkiss. And were you sitting there thinking, I mean, every coach has to think, boy, I'd love to get to a title game. I'd love to win a state championship. It only took 8 years, man. And I mean, you guys knocked on the door a bunch to get there. But your thoughts of 8 years at Eaton so far, I mean, you got to be thrilled with the way this program has risen.
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled, and a championship is everybody's dream and everybody's goal, and I've been waiting for one all my career to finally get it. But at the same time, I'm more excited to be on the field with them every day and interacting with the players and having that influence. That's still the best part of it all, and the championships make it so much more rewarding. But the purpose is really the time spent with kids, and sure, championship or not, I love my job and I love this opportunity with kids, and I'm confident that my approach to coaching that way is the reason we can be successful week in and week out, year in and year out. And I just love the job so much because of the kids, and I like to see them be successful. And ultimately, they help me be successful,
sure,
too. So
yep,
I love it.
The only other thing I'm thinking about is after a championship, sometimes kids will get complacent. Maybe they won't have the same attitude coming back the next year and all that. Is there any hangover, or did you guys not even allow that and you just said, hey, new year, here we go, we got to work our butts off?
You know, one thing that I think helped us with that is we didn't do anything this summer with baseball going all the way through June, yeah, and the track going all the way through June and trying to give these guys some time off in a well-deserved summer. We didn't do any football. We lifted weights and we did one night of 7-on-7. We didn't go to camp. We didn't have any practices. And so we didn't do it. And so once the time came, everybody was excited. It's been a long time since football. We haven't done anything all year. I've been itching to do this, and now we're on the field ready to defend. And I think the motivation is there just because we didn't burn them out this summer.
Boy, you make a great point, Coach. And with the D season going through June, I yeah, think that's just a great call on your part, just to give some of these kids a break. I've seen kids just going crazy trying to get every sport in this summer, and school starting, and the last thing they want to do right now is go back to school. So I think kudos to you on that decision.
Well, thanks. And it was actually kind of, you know, it got difficult because I had so many kids saying, why aren't we doing anything? I had parents saying, why aren't we doing anything? And so I was more happy with them being mad at me for not doing enough than them being frustrated with me expecting too much out of them. And I just said, we got a long preseason. It's a long time till our first game starting August 2nd. Be patient. Keep that hunger in it. And so far it's paying off.
13 days, 13 teams tonight at 5 o'clock, and I hear you guys are going to be coming to the studio as you practice this morning already.
Yeah. Yep, so we've been doing some morning practices just to stay cool. And
sure,
again, we don't start school because we're on our construction schedule this year. We don't start school until after Labor Day. Mm. So we're going in the mornings just to stay cool, and so we'll be in studio this afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it. 5 o'clock, folks, that'll get underway. And, yeah, bring everybody you want. We'll fit them around the table here in some form. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Zach, thank you so much. Thank you for what you do with our kids out there. And appreciate your accessibility all the time.
Well, thank you, Kirk. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate what you do.
Absolutely. Keep up the good work.
All right, there is Zach Lemon, head football coach at Eaton High School, state champions, coach of the year, all that good stuff. That's everything worthwhile coming to Zach Lemon and his Reds from winning the title last
Clark,
year.
There's just nothing like that state championship.
Golly.
You know?
Those
things are just stay with you forever, nobody can take it away.
Most of us never get a chance even to get to a championship, much less win one. So that's something that's crazy. I was, I've got close a few times at my high school, but to get there, to win it, it's a special thing.
It sure is.
All right, folks, we'll come back in a moment. It is Clark and the coach. Want to thank Advanced Roofing Technologies. That is Brad Evans and company out there. Founded their company in 93, employee-owned. They are Northern Colorado, folks. Next time you need a new roof or need maintenance repair, know that Advanced Roofing Technologies is the one to call. 663-0203, Advanced Roofing Technologies. We're back in a moment. Clark and the coach right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program on this Thursday morning. Clark and the coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on this Thursday. Auto Collision Specialist Studios is where we're coming from. Big chance for us to highlight the great softball that's being played out here in northern Colorado. Last year, we were able to do a ton of games with football kind of being moved back last year. So that was great. And one of the key contributors on a few of our interviews last year was Chris Hutton, the head softball coach out at University High School. Chris, how are you this morning?
Good, Chuck. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I got to thank Chassa, first of all, for going back and wiping out the archives of all of the past championships. I'm trying to find my information. Let's play a little history here with you. First of all, Bridget coming back and assistant coach with you this year?
Yes, she's going to be one of our volunteer assistant coaches.
Super duper. Go back to the Valley days. That's Bridget, I think Trinity Harrington in the middle of that. Were you coaching there?
Yeah, I was Kevin Miles.
Kevin Miles, yeah. And was that a state champion run?
Yeah, we won state in 2010 and then back-to-back in 2011.
Fantastic stuff. We're trying to get with Trinity, as a matter of fact. I guess I hear she's not going to take up her job at Severance, but she's a huge mover and shaker at Triple Crown. So that's really cool stuff right there. Talk about your CSU connection, too. You guys were huge at CSU, the whole Hutton family.
Yeah, well, I played there in between 1986 and 90. I played softball there for Coach Joe Evans, and then I had obviously the three girls, and Taylor, my oldest, played, and then Haley played, and then Bridget played. So all three had a chance to play for Coach Jen Fisher during their collegiate career.
All right, talk about the conference that you're in. Patriot League is ridiculous. The preseason polls came out, and of course, the top four teams are all Patriot League teams. This is another thing I couldn't find, but Eaton wins it last year. The year before that, it was the 2019 year. It was you guys. I'm thinking Patriot League has a stranglehold on winning the state championships at the softball level, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got Strasburg, Sterling.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Eaton, us. I mean, it's a very talented league for sure.
Well, yeah. There's no doubt. I always say it's like the SEC. Does that league beat you up, or does it get you ready for the postseason?
Oh, it definitely gets you ready. Yeah, it definitely prepares you, and it really does help you prepare for the postseason for sure.
Coach, with your pitching staff, I know I coached softball back in the early 2000s, and gosh, we would ride Jessica Strickland, our pitcher, for as long as we could. I mean, if she was on the mound rubber, we were really good, you know. But then there was a little bit of a drop off. So, how many pitchers do you have? How do you handle making changes? You know, with who's ever pitching those days.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Jessica Strickland. She's probably one of the best hitting pitchers I've ever seen. Wow. I had tons of respect for her. I played semi-pro with her, so she was good.
Well, if she didn't pitch a shutout and hit a home run, we probably would lose. So, you know, she had to do it all.
She's good. Yeah, and she went on to play at CSU as well, so another CSU alumnus. She's great. For pitching, we have Kayla Kingsley returning. She's a senior this year. She is the one who pretty much led the team to their state championship in 2019.
Yep.
So we have her returning. This is her senior year, so hoping to get some good stuff out of her. And then we have some incoming talent coming in as well on the freshman level. So hoping that Kayla gets some relief on the mound, but also challenge her with some internal competition with some freshman talent. So, yeah.
Coach, one of the best players in the state last year set up shop behind the dish for you, Andy Padilla. She was fantastic. What do you do in that spot this year? Because every game I saw you guys playing, she was back controlling that pitching staff.
Yeah, you're right. Andy's a huge loss to our program. She was very big-time contributing factor for us. But, again, we've got another we have two more catchers that are, coming in, and one that's coming in and one that's already there that we've been trying out this week, and they both look really talented. Where they lack in maybe experience and leadership, they're going to pick it back up with some some good arm strength and good movement. They're good catchers, so we're excited about them.
How much do you keep your eyes on your team after they jump out? Maybe they're going to play a Triple Crown club ball or somewhere after the fall season is over. How much do you keep an eye on what they're doing until you see them on the UH field coming up? And look at who, I mean, you've got Caden Wyatt, who was terrific as a sophomore last year. Ashlyn Knapp comes back for her senior year. You talked about Kayla already for her senior year. Kendra Kern will be back for a junior year. Caitlin Baca. I mean, the list goes on, but when you see them, is there a gap at times during the year where you don't see them and then you get to see and you go, wow, that player's improved or that player's done some great work in our offseason?
Yeah, I keep in touch with them. I don't go out and watch too much ball just because this is my first year off of club and I was doing other stuff, but I do keep in touch with them throughout the summer, and actually some of them do come to me for hitting. So I do see them throughout the whole year. But mostly, you know, just keeping tabs. I hear about them on Facebook, and I see them doing things on, you know, their social media, and we just keep in touch there. And I know they're playing, and I know they're developing. And as long as they're getting in 50 games a summer, I'm okay.
Coach, do you think it's an advantage that Colorado plays their softball season in the fall, or like most states that play in the spring? Advantage, disadvantage? Where do you stand on that?
Well, obviously the weather in Colorado is much more favorable in the fall. So, you know, I personally for me, you know, we have a conflict with another sport that's huge in our state, and that's volleyball.
Sure.
And
sure.
We have a lot of athletes that could play volleyball, and actually during COVID they did because they were able to play volleyball in the spring.
Right, right.
So we actually lost two athletes, two former softball players to volleyball because of that. And not that that's a bad thing, but you know, if it was me or my girls, if we could do softball in the fall with the good weather and then volleyball in the spring, it'd be the perfect world.
There you go. Good answer.
Yep.
We're talking with Chris Hutton, the head softball coach out at University High School. Things kick off, 6 days from the next Thursday, right? So I guess
next Thursday.
A week from today. Eaton Tournament, you guys get Riverdale Ridge to begin. Other teams mm-hmm. we might see in that tournament?
Let's see. I think we will see Fort Lupton. We see Rocky Ford, Weld Central. Mm. I think Basalt is coming in. So it's a pretty decent, you know, tournament that Eaton's putting on, you know, and they're, of course, Eaton's keeping us away from them. So
of course,
we won't see them.
We'll wait for that matchup September 7th.
You'll
folks.
See him down the road.
Yeah. Yep,
that's exactly right. Chris, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. We'll be following you a bunch. Okay with you if we check in after the season gets underway?
You bet. Not a problem.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Coach.
Have a wonderful day. All right, there is Chris Hutton, the head softball coach at University. That's a team with that coach. I mean, everywhere she goes, it's winning. So championships are coming. The 2019 championship was the last year that Rocky Bird coached the team. Chris took over last year, and they looked like the team. They did look like the team that was going to go win a championship, and the Reds kind of lit up at the end, you know, Dale Hughes' team, and then the Reds went forward and won the title. But, I mean, you talk about Brush, you talk about Strasburg. It's just
the
Patriot League.
You talk about anybody in the league, and they have a chance, those top six teams.
Yeah,
we could be talking state championship to, you know, any of those,
of course,
any of those teams.
And I was talking earlier, Bruce. The preseason polls come out, and you're a coach. I think coaches don't even look at a preseason poll.
Oh, yes, they do.
Do okay, good. I was going to hope you'd say that. That's the honest truth.
Yes, they
but every
do.
Coach, I, you know, I get coach speak, and no, we don't look at that. Well, you know what? The kids do sometimes, and they go, hey. We're number one in the preseason poll. Eaton is. They get 8 of the 10 first-place votes. But Eaton, University 2, Brush 3, Strasburg 4. And then how about that? Lutheran, La Junta. Here's Rocky Ford, who's coming to the Eaton tournament. They're always good. Lyman, Lions. Sterling's number 10. And then, I mean, Fort Lupton's going to be in that tournament, too. They're the next one up on the dock. So then you throw Resurrection Christian, Platte Valley in there. It's just an unbelievable setup for these Patriots. Really
yeah, and kudos to Eaton for putting on such a great opening season tournament. You know, everybody's excited. They're just coming out of their camp, their little preseason sessions, and going to be some great matchups right off the docket.
Boy, they just get rocking and rolling here early. That starts next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that Eaton softball tournament to kick off the season. All right, we're going to come back in a moment from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, and we're going to jump in. Eddie Herz, who's a terrific reporter from the Reporter Herald out there in Loveland. We're going to talk all kinds of Loveland stuff. Loveland athletes that recently have moved on to the next level. Eddie had a nice article about that. We'll also talk about his thoughts about the local football season coming up, new coaching changes, all that good stuff coming up from Eddie Herz, who not only does great prep stuff, but great CSU stuff. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back to the program. Clark and a Coach on a Thursday here in Northern Colorado. Coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Bruce, your Thursday going well so far?
Thursday's good.
You were up and at him early again, weren't you?
I was. A big day, busy day. I had two training sessions before coming to the studio, and when I leave, I have three, which is pretty much max day.
Before we get, Eddie Herz is going to jump up on the line here. Great reporter from the Reporter Herald. But before he does, I just want to ask you, Fort Collins basketball right now for the Lampkins, how many days are you with them now?
We just ended our open gym period now that school starts, so I want the kids to get acclimated to school
doing
back in session.
Doing.
So we won't be doing things for a couple of weeks.
Is that right? Okay, good stuff right there. All right, I told you, I teased this. Eddie Herz is going to jump on with us. You want a great Twitter feed, folks, Eddie_Herz, H-E-R-Z. Let me make sure that's right. We bring him on right now. Eddie, how are you this morning?
How you doing, guys? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, man. Did I get the Twitter feed right? Is it Eddie_H-E-R-Z, right?
You nailed it, and the pronunciation.
That a baby. I knew it. I knew we were going to get there. Hey, really love everything that you do, and man, your CSU stuff is off the hook. Good stuff too. I'm always looking at you guys. Kevin Lytle's the same way, and I look and I go, how can they keep their eye on the Preps Prize when they do so much CSU stuff? But you, just like Kevin, man, you really battle.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but that's how we like it, especially after that whole slow time with COVID. So it's good to be busy again.
Yeah. Talk about the article you wrote not too long ago that talked about Loveland area. I don't know if it was all just Loveland high school kids that jumped to the next level, but that's been a factory for getting kids to play at the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the last couple of years, a lot of kids who have made it to the college level, a lot in D1 who have done well. I mean, you got Aiden Eberhardt from Loveland on Wyoming in football. A lot of swimmers. Currently a golfer from Loveland, Lauren Lehigh, tied for first in the Mountain West Women's Championships. Her sister actually just won high school state 5A.
Wow.
Covered her a lot this year. So, yeah, a lot of good athletes at the prep level, a couple minor league baseball players. So it's good to see this area really produce talent.
Boy, no doubt. We got to talk with Lauren Krings, too, last year. Great softball player. I think is she the one that went to Tarleton? I can't remember.
No, Lauren Krings playing softball at Mizzou, and she had a great freshman year.
Right.
I think she was like top 5 or top 10 in the nation in strikeouts out of all freshmen. So,
wow, that's big time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
absolutely
is
terrific. Yeah, good stuff right there. Let's talk a little bit of football. I know you cover the three Loveland schools. You cover Berthoud. You cover Resurrection Christian. We got some new coaches on the block here. Jeff Mock, after a state championship, goes away. His brother Bob goes to Res. And Alan Jeffries, who's been, I mean, he's an icon at Loveland High School. He's go back to the John Poovey days. He was the DC there. So Alan jumps up, and we get them tomorrow as our 13 Days, 13 Teams team to highlight. But talk about what you think's going on with new coaches and just the teams you're covering high school wise. It's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot going on. I mean, I'll start with Alan Jeffries out of all the new coaches because you mentioned him. Super cool to see him get that promotion. Like you said, 6 seasons, the defensive coordinator, but also, I mean, 18 total seasons in Loveland. So this is a guy who really worked his way up. Obviously knows how to build a great defense. He's going to kind of keep that 3-5 defense intact, but I'm interested because he was telling me recently he wants to throw the ball more offensively, which Loveland obviously didn't do a lot of last year. But Harstad under center has shown his ability to do that. And it makes sense because they lose three of their five leading rushers, obviously Rutkowski. So it's going to be interesting to see maybe a little new look level in offense this year.
Yeah, you talk about, you just said Harstad, Garrett Harstad. He's a prototypical, big, good-looking quarterback. I think that kid's going to be terrific.
Absolutely. And, you know, when Loveland wants to keep it on the ground, which they'll still do a lot of, he's shown his ability to scramble, cut corners on the outside. So I think he'll lead a good offense. Tyson Williams, their third leading rusher, who they get back, yep, is going to need to play a bigger role with Rutkowski and Killian gone, Jaden Tavoya gone from that defense. Ian Loomis should lead a solid linebacker core again. So I think Loveland's in store for another pretty dominant season.
Eddie, Garrett Harstad, he has to be one of the better, and I don't know how many people, you know, in the region know about him, but talk about an all-round athlete. And a
he can
kid,
hoop, too, right?
You know, he can hoop it. I hear he's really dominant on the mound. Tell us a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell us a little more about Garrett.
Yeah, no, Garrett had a great baseball season. Actually, our all-area baseball player of the year. Solid on the mound and pretty ridiculous the play, too. He hit something like 430 or 440 last year. Was just seeing beach balls up there. Pitched pretty solid. Think his ERA was under 3. Kid's just an all-around athlete. Also made our all-around, all-area basketball team, like you mentioned. Good score down low. Yeah, this kid can just really do it all in all sports and kind of knows how to translate those talents from the court to the football field and to the mound.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, last year I was able to watch Coach Gebhardt's basketball squad work out every now and then. And Garrett just, he was very impressive, you know, on the basketball court. And you could just see his athleticism. So this is a young man that I know we're going to be hearing a lot about. And it's fun hearing you, you know, talk about just not him, but all the kids and all the different sports. Mm-hmm. We love hearing about the golfers, the swimmers, the runners in cross country. So thanks again for all the great coverage that you do for them.
Absolutely, man. It's a pleasure. As you know, we cover every sport, so got to give them all some attention, you know?
Eddie, hey, Eddie, move over to Mountain View. This is fun. Bart Mays, 15 years. Mm-hmm. He has that horrible accident, but that aside, man, that's a great guy. It's just a terrific guy, too. And Steve Fry, who has, we talk about Loveland history, he just entered the Loveland High School Hall of Fame. He's got UNC experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been on the staff with Bart the last couple of years. I think Steve Fry coming to Mountain View, just one, it gets that program hopping again, and I just think it's going to be a big thing for the school.
Absolutely, and like you said, Bart was a great guy, really built a reputation in the community. So Steve Fry is kind of a perfect replacement because, as you were kind of mentioning, he's done the same thing too, also was a college football coach. I believe he coached at Berthoud for four years as well. So, yeah, he's been all around. I think he's going to do great things with his team for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. I think he was under Troy Diffendaffer at Bertha before Corey Tickner came in. So, yeah, terrific stuff right there. Other thoughts, other things you're kind of looking at right now for fall sports, what's getting you excited out there?
Yeah, so right now we're actually working on our softball season previews, and I would say a team to keep an eye on is definitely Bertha. A lot of the Loveland area teams, surprisingly enough, have low numbers this year, but not Bertha. I think they've got like 28 kids out there. I was at practice yesterday. Ton of new freshmen. They lose a key hitter in Ellie Yuska, but pretty much get everyone else back. They have a girl, Gracie Flores, shortstop. Hit 600 last year among the state leaders. Run 18 runs. They got a good pitcher. This is a team that could really make a state run, at least go far in regionals.
That's great. That's great. And good for Berthoud, you know, to have that softball team that's going to bring some excitement to their school. Eddie, how are the? Have you heard from any of the athletic directors how the numbers are? Gosh, I was over, you know, at Fort Collins High School the other day. They have 105 football players.
Wow.
You know, so it's so encouraging to see. I think kids, maybe they've just been hungry after this COVID period to be involved in something. But any news on numbers out of the Loveland area?
The numbers are high, but the interesting thing about it is because of that whole weird COVID season, as you know, a lot of players went out and tried new sports because they kind of had the time to do so where they wouldn't before. So interestingly enough, I think kids are kind of picking different sports now. I know a lot of the softball players are going to volleyball. That's why some softball players' numbers are
yes,
low.
Yes, we've heard that.
Yeah, no doubt. That's that was interesting last year where they could play both sports because of the way it fell. So, no doubt right there. Let's talk real quick about Loveland High School. It's interesting. You win a state championship, and there goes the coach. Jeff Mock leaves. His brother Bob goes over to Resurrection Christian. And as we said, Alan Jeffries is the coach there. Talking about the Res side of that, I know Bob's kids, I think, go to Res, so I think that's a perfect setup for them. But where's Jeff Mock in the middle of this? I seem like he's gone MIA. Is he still coaching or thinking of coaching somewhere? What do you know about that situation?
Yeah, I've been talking to him for a couple weeks now, but I mean, probably a couple months actually. But last I heard from him, I mean, he's keeping the door open. I wouldn't say he's out there looking for a coaching job, putting his application in. I think he's open to it. And from what I've heard from him, it kind of sounds like he wants to take a year off, reevaluate, then I wouldn't be surprised if he got back into it. But for now, nothing.
All right. Eddie, we want to do this on a weekly basis coming up. So if that's good for you, we'll get a default day, and you can keep us up to date on all of the area high school stuff on your side of the freeway there. Also, love your CSU stuff. CSU Media Day yesterday. Is that something you attend?
Yes, I did attend it earlier in the week. Yep.
Fantastic and exciting stuff with CSU coming up. I hear their defensive line is going to be crazy good this year. Ellison Hubbard, I think Scott Patchett's the kid from Boston College coming over. So crazy good stuff for CSU, I think, this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were among the nation leaders in sacks last year as a whole, tackles for loss. It's kind of weird because under Bobo, I mean, obviously offense kind of carried the team.
Sure.
Could be different this year. A lot of questions at quarterback, maybe running back. Although a solid offensive line. But, yeah, no question, that defensive line is going to lead this CSU team.
Yeah, keep listening. The whole show, 12 to 2, great connection. The biggest and best connection on any radio station to CSU athletics. It's right here on KFKA. And, Eddie, you, Kevin Lytle with the Colorado, and you guys do such a great job of keeping us abreast of everything going on at CSU and in the preps. Love what you do, man. Can't wait to talk to you each week.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time.
You bet. That is Eddie Herz with the Reporter Herald. Great stuff. Go to his Twitter feed, Eddie_Herz, H-E-R-Z. Always great stuff right there, Bruce.
Well, Eddie was such a good guy to work with as an athletic director, as a coach. He's just interested in not just the kids that are getting all the headlines at times. He gets to know players from the various schools, various programs. Loveland Reporter Herald's fortunate to have a guy like that guy.
But no doubt about it. All right, we'll come back. Final segment. Clark and the coach wrap things up here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios on a Thursday in Northern Colorado. We're coming back in a moment. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Thursday's Clark and the Coach to a finish here. Thank you so much to Fuzzy's Tacos out of Windsor. Also, Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Boy, but some great sponsors on the program. Miranda Simpson, got to love what she does. I mean,
she's terrific.
She's like kind of an iconic little gal out here in Northern Colorado. And I know they have their hands in some of the ag stuff as well, too.
They do. She's very involved in 4-H and supports so many high school activity programs. You know, I think her office is actually close to Fort Collins High School.
Look at
as
that.
Well.
Somebody I know
on
coaches
LeMay,
over there.
Yeah. There's little Sprouts grocery store there, and Miranda's office is in that area. But talk about someone that'll just flat out go out and help people.
Do you care? And for the folks out there that don't know this, Bruce, 682 wins, fourth all time in the state of Colorado as a high school basketball coach, is. Let's just say 17 wins from now, 700. Is that a big deal?
Actually, I mean, it'd be 18, I mean, Clark.
It'd be what, 18?
18, 82.
Oh, 682. That's the Fresno State math.
That college degree at Fresno State.
How many times when we sat out there and did basketball and baseball together this year was my math bad? A lot. It's Fresno State math, yeah. 18 years, let's call it, or 18 wins, let's call it that. Is 700, do you as a coach... Do you look at that and go, wow, that's a really cool thing? Or is that just another win?
No, I look at it as a longevity and feel very blessed. And because everybody talks about it, I personally don't like to, you know, I won't bring it up. But yes.
All right. We got a minute. What do you got coming up? Camps, Fort Collins basketball, not for a couple of weeks for the Lampkins?
You know, we had a little camp for the area kids at Fort Collins. Kudos to my players that, hey, they haven't just done anything like this for a couple of years, and they did a great job with the kids. Just came up and had some fun as far as training, continue the training. We have a camp at Power to Play Sports, September 11th. It's going to bring a lot of middle school kids in and some elementary kids as well. So exciting time of the year. I love fall high school sports.
Absolutely. Well, yeah.
I just do.
Every time we get to a new season, though, I go, this is my favorite. But yeah. I get it. Yeah, fall is, we're kicking everything off for the school season. It's always a ton of fun. Thank you so much to Zach Lemon, Eaton Reds football coach, coach of the year, and of the 2A defending champion Eaton Reds. We'll have them 13 days, 13 teams in studio tonight at 5 o'clock. We'll have coach and player interviews, so hang on with that. Chris Hutton, the university softball coach, for jumping on with us, and Eddie Herz from the Reporter Herald. The whole show, Brady's back. The Hulicans are rejoicing. That's next, folks, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.